A song praising Norman Borlaug is performed by grade school kids at his childhood farm near Cresco. It was knowledge that took Norman Borlaug from a one-room schoolhouse to a degree in plant pathology at the University of Minnesota to winning the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. You're the man we look up to. That is why we're thanking you. He was a determined anti-hunger activist, living much of his life in impoverished countries, teaching farmers how to improve crop production. His firebrand style was caught on camera 40 years ago in Mexico in a film clip from the new documentary, Freedom from Famine.
And I am not one to sit idly by and see man breed himself into a corner by increasing his numbers faster than food production is being increased. And if I have anything to contribute to this world, when I know that our scientific facts are right and we have materials that can be brought together in a meaningful production program, I'm going to play that card and play it hard.
Teller and I love to play this greatest person in history card game that we invented.
This excerpt is from the Penn and Teller show.
It's really simple. We have this deck with all the contenders, all the people that might be the greatest person in history. Then we each pick a few cards and compare and see who wins. So I'm just going to... I don't need any more. I'll stand pat.
Penn bets all his chips and his jewelry on just one card.
You're going to see me? You're going to see me? Because I got lucky. I drew Norman Borlaug. So it looks like I win. Norman is the greatest human being.
And it's a hard case to argue. In 1999, the Atlantic Monthly estimated that Borlaug's efforts led to a billion lives being saved. Norman Borlaug's spirit resides in the World Food Prize, which he started. The award honors today's soldiers in the war on famine.
So ladies and gentlemen, our Millennium World Food Prize laureates have truly made a difference in the human condition by developing this miracle maize, which is saving the lives of countless children.
Ambassador Ken Quinn is president of the Food Prize Foundation.
So now Norm's spirit is going to be just as busy as Norm was, because after all, we need Norm as much in the 21st century as we needed him in the 20th century.
At the 2000 award ceremony, Borlaug repeated for me one of his most famous quotes.
You can't have peace built on human misery, empty stomachs, and poverty.
One of Borlaug's last public appearances was at his 95th birthday party in Texas, where that same tenacity emerged once again.
I just want to say, fight, fight, fight. You don't win a football game or a battle on the food front by being afraid of change. Let's fight, fight, fight.
While Iowans are proud of their homegrown hero, his accomplishments are more meaningful in the developing world. That's where streets and buildings are named after him, and where families survive thanks to the hard work of Norman Borlaug. In Des Moines, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.